Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And given that this is the first time that we take the floor, allow us also to congratulate you on your election. And we look forward in working closely and constructively together with you during this session. Article 4 deals with victims. But as a general rule, we feel that actually within the instrument and specifically within this article, the use of rights holders would actually be preferable to the term victims. The term victims might actually be relevant in specific instances within the article, and maybe we should then recognize that as such and talk about specifically affected rights holders. But as some delegates have already raised, some of the provisions, for example, the notion of conservatory measures, might also be applicable to rights holders before they actually become a victim. And the notion victim has a very post hoc connotation that maybe is not appropriate to this article. Secondly, we also find the notion of victim maybe restrictive. We see that there are some attempts to enlarge the definition by, for example, making references to communities. It's a sentiment that we really encourage, but at the same time, we do want to caution because in the definitions section of the LBI, we already have a very open and all-encompassing definition. And so we might actually generate artificial tension between what's happening in the definition and what's happening in Article 4. And so if we want to capture that, we would actually look at something more generic as collective collectivities and individuals, rather than specifically singling out communities, as there might also be other collectivities who have a collective right that might be at risk or that might be violated. The other element about conceptually about Article 4 and Article 5 in that matter is that we believe that this should apply to all rights holders, independent on whether the business or the activity is transnational. We don't see needs for such discrimination, especially when it comes to Article 4 and 5. Then looking at what happened specifically in the articles, we see that there are some proposals to remove references to gender, and we would respectively but strongly disagree with those proposals to remove it and rather argue to keep gender and intersectional elements into the text. We need to recognize that people and collectivities can be affected in very differentiated manners, and it's important to reference that in the text. So we would oppose any deletion of the reference to gender. Also, when it comes to the type of remedies, we think that there's a good list of formal types of remedies. We think to that list we would join the colleagues of the unions in asking also for reinstatement in employment, because this is one of the reoccurring types of harm that may occur. And in that sense, even the fear of discriminatory dismissal is something very real. And I think we need to memorialize and put that explicit in the typology of remedies. At the same time, we might also consider expanding this specific section to also give a purpose to remedies. And in that sense, keeping the word restoration, or maybe even strengthening it, that the goal needs to be to restore the individual, the collectivity, or the environment to a situation prior, might actually give some guidance to the formalities that are currently seen in this article. Then on 4.2.D, we read the current text as giving state parties the option between representative or collective actions, and we would actually keep that as a minimum, that choice. Ideally, we would see both forms of procedural positions, but at this moment in time, adding qualifiers such as where appropriate, where applicable, or under national law doesn't seem so to make so much sense, given that the current version already offers a choice between representative or collective actions. At the same time, we think actually this is very important to keep, because both of them represent a way to make access to justice for rights holders, and specifically affected rights holders, to reduce those costs. But at the same time, it will also help state parties to get a procedural economy within their own justice system in dealing with these cases. So we see actually benefits both for rights holders as well as state parties who need to guarantee later these representative or collective actions in Article 5. And then finally, on Article 4.2.F, there were some proposals made to enlarge the typology of information that rights holders or victims can have access to, especially in the realm of corporate data relating to structure, titles, commercial relations, and we find that that's a crucial addition to make this specific article work for the people that this LBI is intended to serve. Thank you very much.